we should utilize this time to make solution of the life that we are repeatedly dying and again accepting another body. So how they will understand unless they come to the proper guru?
我们不断地重复生死，不断地接受新的躯体，这是一个大问题，所以我们要利用好我们的时间，给这个问题找到一个解法。但是除非我们来到一位真正的恰当的孤乳灵性导师面前，否则我们怎么能理解这一点呢？
Sadvijnanartham, if you want to know the real problem of your life, and if you want to be enlightened, how to become Krishna conscious, how to become eternal, go back to home, back to Godhead, then you must approach the Guru.
因此经典当中说到，如果你想知道生命的真正目标，真正的意义，想知道如何变得永恒，如何培养 Krishna 知觉，如何回归神手，回归家园，那你就得找到一位真正的灵性导师。
And who is guru? Let me explain very simple thing.
那么谁是guru？谁是灵性导师呢？这里有解释，非常简单。
Guru never manufactures idea. That you do this and give me money and you become happy.
Guru 从来不会自己制造出一个观念，一个观点，不会说你这么做付给我一些钱，然后你就会变得快乐。
There is another process of earning money.
这不是孤乳，这只不过是另外一种赚钱的办法而已。
So yes, it is said, Mula, everyone who is simply living in the fool's paradise.
这里说到 Muda, 驴子一般的人，也就是只是生活在傻瓜的天堂、愚人的天堂的那些人。
Manufacturing his own ideas like Ajami.
他们像阿加米勒一样，只是在自己制造着一些观点。
Somebody has taken, this is my duty, somebody has taken.He's a fool.
有的人会说这是我的责任，那个人说那个是我的责任，其实他们只不过是傻瓜。
You must know what is your duty from guru.
你得从你的孤乳灵性导师那里了解你的责任到底是什么。
You are singing every day.Guru Mukha Padma Vakka Chittete Koriya Vakka Arana Koriya Vakka. This is life.
你们每天都在 Guru Puja 的时候唱诵这首歌 Guru Mukha Padma Vakka Chittete Koriya Aikya Arana Koriho Mani Asha. 这就是生活，这就是生命。
This is life.Guru Mukhopa, you accept the bona fide Guru and what he orders you carry out.
Guru Mukha Padma Vakya, 你接受一位真正的灵性导师，他怎么训示你，他给你什么样的训令，你就去执行。
Then your life is successful.
这样你的生命就会成功。
Arana Kuryam.You rascal, you do not desire anything else.
Arna Koriho Mani Asha. 意思是，如果这么做的话，你们这些恶棍们就不会有其他的愿望了。
Are you not singing daily?
你们是不是每天在唱这首歌？
But do you understand the meaning?
但你们了解其中的含义吗？
Are we singing only?
还是只是在唱诵。
What is the meaning?
这个祷文是什么意思呢？
We'll explain.
谁能解释一下？
Nobody knows?
没有人知道吗？
Yes, what is the meaning? There are only wishes that I might be purified, and the word comes from us and fear the master.
是什么意思呢？这段祷文的意思就是，从您的莲花口流露出来的话语纯化我的内心，我再没有别的愿望了。是的，这就是灵性导师的训令。
Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitte Te Koriyai La Chitta means consciousness or heart. I shall do this only. But
Chitte Te Koriyai Kya Chitta 的意思是知觉或者内心，我只应该做这个。
My Guru Maharaj told me I shall do this.
我的 Guru Maharaj 告诉我这做这个，所以我应该做这个。
Chitte te koriyayakka arna koriyamaniya. So, it is not my pride, but I can say for your instruction, I did it.
我不是骄傲，但是为了给你们训示，我想说我自己就是这么做的。
Therefore, whatever little success you see, then my all my God brothers, it is due to this.
因此，如果你们看到我有任何比我的神兄弟成功的地方，那都是因为我在遵循我的灵性导师所说的。
I have no capacity, but I took it to words of my guru as life and soul.
我自己没有能力，但是我把我的咕噜的话语当作我的生命和灵魂。
So this is fact. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitte Te Koriyayakka. Everyone should do that. But if he makes addition or alteration, then he is.
所以这个祷文当中说到 Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitte Koriya Aikya， 我们要让自己的内心与 Guru 的教导相一致，每个人都应该这么做。如果他增加什么或者更改什么，那他就完了。
No addition or alteration，
不能有更改，也不能有添加。
You have to approach Guru. Guru means the faithful servant of God, Krishna, and take his word how to serve him.
接近 Guru 就意味着做他的忠实的仆人，接受他的话语，向他学习如何服务 Krishna.
Then you are successful.
这样你就会成功。
If you conquered, I am very intelligent than my guru.
如果你自己虚构出一些想法，以为我比我的灵性导师、我的 guru 更有智慧、更聪明，
and I can make additional alteration, then you're finished.
如果你认为我可以添加一些，或者是修改一些，那你就完了。
So that is the only thing, Father.
继续往下唱。
Siddhuru Charane Rati Seishi Uttamagata. If you want to make real progress, then you must be firmly faithful at the lotus feet of Guru.
下一句是Shri Guru Charani Rati AC Uttamagati， 意思是依附灵性导师的莲花足，是达到灵性，是取得灵性进步的最佳方式。如果你想获得真正的进步，你就必须对灵性导师 Guru 的莲花足充满坚定的信心。
Then.Jiprasade Pure Sarva Ash.
下一句是 Jiprasade Pure Sarva Ash.
Dasya prasada, this is the instruction in the whole Vaishnava philosophy.
Jaya prasada, 这是意思是灵性导师的仁慈，这是整个 Vaishnava 哲学的核心。
So unless we do that, we remain Mura, and this is explained in the Gadamin Upakhan.
除非我们做到这一点，否则的话，我们始终都是 Mura， 都是驴子。这在 Ajamir Upakhana 这一部分当中有解释。
So today we are reading this verse. Sarimang Bhattamana Agya againAgain, Basdev says, this rascal was situated in that absorb in the service of his son, Narayan.
今天我们读的这个诗节当中 ,Vyasadev 谈到这个恶棍他专注于服务他的儿子 Narayana. Narayana 是他的儿子的名字。
Of the name.He did not know what is this nonsense, Nara.
他并不知道这个 Narayana 这个词是什么意思。
He knew his son.
他只知道他的儿子。
But Narayana is so merciful that because he was constantly calling his son, Narayana, please come here. Narayana, please take this.
但是主 Narayana 是那样的仁慈。因为阿迦弥勒不断地在喊他的名字 Narayana 过来 Narayana 给你这个
So Krishna was taking that is chanting Narayana
所以当他喊他儿子 Narayana 的名字的时候 Krishna 就会把他接受为他在喊主的名字 Narayana
Krishna is so much
Krishna 是那么仁慈
He never meant that I am going to Narayana.
阿迦弥勒从来没想着我要去主 Narayana 那里。
He wanted his son, because he was affectionate.
他只想要他的儿子，因为他非常爱他的儿子。
But he got the opportunity of chanting the holy name of Narayana.
但他却因此得到了唱诵 Narayana 圣名的机会。
这就是他的好运。Therefore, according to this, we change the name. Why? Because every name is meant for becoming a servant of Krishna.
因此，在启迪的时候，我们会给奉献者们改名字。为什么呢？因为每一个灵性名字。都意味着我们要成为 Krishna 的仆人。
So just like Upendra. Upendra means Vamana.
比如说 Upendra. Upendra 的意思是指的是 Vamana Dev.
So if you call Upendra, Upendra similarly, that name is taken account of.
因此你在喊 Upendra Upendra 的时候这个名字也被当作是喊在喊主的名字、
so that will be explained later on
一会儿还会解释到这一点